We'll be back after some inspiring words in the realm.
Good evening, everyone. The Freilich and Lag Bomer. Just want to begin really by thanking the members of our band of Oragonos, our brothers, Baruch Hashem, for always delivering such inspiration, such his orus, such beautiful shira. We're here tonight on the night of Lag Bomer. There's so much to say on this particular night. If I had more light, I would tell you what I have to say. Oragonos. It's good to have a son of mine. There's an incredible statement by the Tzvi Latzadik. The Blizhava Rebbe says, and I quote to you, it's impossible to know when Mashiach is going to come. The Blizhava Rebbe Zeher Tzadik Livracha said, it's impossible to know the exact date when Mashiach is going to arrive. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Lag BaOmer. This is the power of this day. A day that on one hand is not a Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos, but it's also not a regular weekday. A day in which you open up your heart and you open up your soul and you can feel that there's something special, something unique. But yet, it's a little bit difficult to put into words what it is that we're feeling, what it is that we're experiencing. So allow me to share with you a little bit of the neshama of the soul of Lag BaOmer. Tonight is the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tana Eloki, a man who was not just a great Talmud Chacham, a man who was not just an incredible, inspiring leader, but a man who represented everything that is beautiful and everything that is holy about Klal Yisrael. A man who represented resilience, a man who represented hope, a man who represented unwavering commitment and fidelity to Yiddishkeit, to Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Maseches Sukkah writes, Amar Rashbi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yochal ani liftar es kala olam kulo min hadin. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I have the ability to take away all the punishment in this world. Yochal ani, I have the ability to exempt, to exonerate all those who are culpable, all those who are guilty. And at first glance, what Rashbi is saying is my merit, my tzidkus, my holiness is so intense that my merits alone could carry humanity. That even if everyone else is doing the wrong thing, and even if everyone else is sinning, my merits alone have the ability to cleanse humanity of their collective guilt. But there's something deeper to Rashbi's words. You know, my friends, the Aruch HaShulchan also brings down that today Lag BaOmer is not just the Yahrzeit of Rashbi. Oh, the band's on break. I was going to ask them to play a little bit of music. Okay, good. Their union. So not that music. So today is not only the Yahrzeit of Rashbi, but today is also the day the Aruch HaShulchan says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar came out of the cave. They were hidden in the cave for many years to escape Roman persecution. And they come out of the cave on this day on Lag BaOmer. And we know again, the Gemara tells us the story, that the first time they came out of the cave, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lam Gimel Amud Bey says, when they first came out of the cave, so they saw people engaged in mundane activities. And everywhere they looked, they destroyed. Because they couldn't understand how people could devote themselves anything to the full-time occupation of Torah. How could it be that a person's going to do something other than learn Torah? They had no tolerance for the regularity, for the mundanity of regular people. Not everybody is a Rav Shlomo Yochai. Not everybody is a Rav Elazar. So everywhere they look, they destroyed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "La'achriv es'olami, did I take you out of the cave to destroy the world? Go back into the cave." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them back into the cave for another year. At the end of the year, they come out. I'm going to skip to the end of the story. The Gemara says that they're walking, and Rav Shlomo Bar Yochai goes ahead, and they see Asu Bahade Panyo Demali Shapsa. It was a Friday when they came out of the cave. Chazu Ahu Saba Dahavin Nakit Trema Da'ani Asa Virat Ben Ashmashas. They saw an old man who was carrying two bundles of myrtle branches and was running Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amru Lei Hani Lamalach. They said to the old man, "Why are you holding myrtle branches?" Amru Lehu Lekavit Shabbos. He said to them, "I'm bringing the myrtle branches Lekavit Shabbos, to honor Shabbos." V'tiski Lecha B'chad. So new old man, why are you carrying two bundles? One bundle should be enough. To which the old man responds, "Chad Kineged Zocher V'chad Kineged Shamar." One myrtle branch is for Zachar, one myrtle branch is for Shamar. The two words that are used in the two sets of tablets, the two times the Aseres HaDibros, Ten Commandments are given in the Torah. First time it says, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. Second time it says, Shamar es Yom HaShabbos. One bundle connected Zachar corresponding to Zachar, one bundle corresponding to Shamar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai turns to his son and he says, Amrali Lebrain, Chazi Kama Chavivin Mitzos Al Yisrael. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says to his son, "Do you see, my dear child, how much the Jewish people love mitzvos?" What Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw in that moment was the most beautiful simplicity of a Jew. There's no mitzvah to bring two bundles of myrtle branches. There's no mitzvah to bring any bundles of myrtle branches. There's no mitzvah to bring one, there's no mitzvah to bring two. There's no mitzvah keneged zachar, there's no mitzvah keneged shamar. But what did Rashbi see in that moment? He saw a simple Jew who was just trying to be better. Who was just trying to be a bit more helig. Who was trying to be just a bit more special. And in that moment, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, "I had it all wrong. See, I thought that the goal in life was to be a tzaddik. But the truth is, the goal in life is just to try to be a little holier today than I was yesterday. And for tomorrow to be just a little bit more luminescent than today. And if you're willing to grow, and if you're willing to transcend, and if you're willing to illuminate, and if you're willing to run and find your destiny, if you're willing to push yourself to be more, to live more, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overwhelmingly and abundantly happy with us." We sometimes think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands perfection. But what we fail to realize is God never demands perfection. God never expects perfection. Because after all, He created us. And He knows us with all our flaws. He knows us with all of our shortcomings. All He asks is, "Run to me with two myrtle branches." All He asks is one keneged zachar, one keneged shamar. Just try to be a little more holy. Try to be a little more special. Try to burn just a little bit brighter. And my dear friends, when we come out on a night like this, on a night like Lag BaOmer, and Rabbi Nachman says that when a Jew closes his or her eyes, you can be wherever you want. Bitsy was describing Eretz Yisrael Lag BaOmer. I want to tell you something. If you close your eyes and you want to be in Meiron, your Nesham will be in Meiron. You want to close your eyes and be standing at the coast of Ma'aravi, Yerushalayim, your soul could be in Yerushalayim. And it happens instantaneously. And you don't have to use your miles. And you don't have to book anything. You close your eyes and you're there. We have this beautiful thing called the neshama. It's so powerful. And it's so beautiful. And it radiates so much holiness. We just have to tap into it, to utilize it, to nurture and to nourish it. And we could become something magnificent. This is the power of Lag BaOmer. This is what Rashbi meant when he said, Yochol ani liftaras kala olam kulo min hadin. I have the ability to absolve all mankind of its iniquity and culpability. Rishon Baruch Hu was not saying, I have enough merit to carry the world. He was saying, I know the secret. I know the secret to finding divine love. I know the secret to reconciling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know the secret to bliss in this world and the next. It's the myrtle branches. It's running to do more. It's running to be more. It's running to embrace your destiny. It's tapping into your neshama. Just like the bonfire burns in the middle of the night. As the Lubavitch Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha said, a little bit of light can dispel an incredible amount of darkness. Each of us has that flicker of light inside of us. It's called the neshama. And on this day when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai illuminated the world with his neshama, through his gift in the Torah Sanistra, the gift of Kabbalah, the gift of Zohar, tonight is our opportunity to reignite and re-illuminate as well. We have a neshama. We have a nitzot. Achilek elokah mima'al manish. The same spark is Rashbi. The only difference between us and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Rashbi chose to fan his flame. And too many times we're just content with a little ember, a little spark. Today is the day when we grab our myrtle branches. Today is the day when we fan the flame. Today is the day when we tap into our beautiful neshamas and we begin the journey to becoming something great. And that's zuchus. May we be zochet to see the actualization of the words of the Blizhev Rebbe, the Tzvila Tzadik. Yef shalomar mosai niske l'geula. I do not know when we will merit geula. Aval nira li sheze yihi abulak ba'omer. But I think it's going to be today. The geula of Mashiach, the geula, the redemption, personal salvation. There's national geula when Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And there's personal redemption and salvation that is experienced every single time we find and fan our inner spark. May we be inspired by the luminescent light of our Madura. See the embers flying off the bonfire. Let's hope that one of those embers lands in each of our souls, ignites the flame. Let us hope that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on this night of his yard site stands in front of the Kisya Kovet and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your children deserve Geula. Your children deserve Moshiach. Your children deserve brachos. Your children deserve refuah. They deserve parnasa. Kodesh Baruch Hu, no matter how dark the night has become, they have always stayed by your side. We don't know when the geula will come, but nira lanu, it appears to us that national geula, personal geula, will come on Lag BaOmer. May we be zilcha and yirtzeh Hashem to open our hearts, to open our souls. And may we be zilcha to be mekabel b'nei Mashiach tzidkinu b'mhira b'yameinu. Amen. Oh,